Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Jesus is highly lifted up. Let's celebrate him this morning. Give him all the thanks and his all the glory belong to him. Let's celebrate him because he's highly lifted up. Our Father is highly lifted up. The God that we serve is highly lifted up. The God of liberation is highly lifted up. Lord, we lift you high today. And your word say when we lift you high, you will draw all men unto yourself. Lord, we celebrate you because you are God from on high. You are from heaven. You are from the above. We celebrate your name. To you be alone, be all the glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are going to be thanking God this afternoon. The first set of thanksgiving, we are giving God thanks for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday. Both the first service, second, and the third service. And for breaking every invisible barriers in the life of all worshipers by your word and the communion table. In John chapter 6, verse 44, he said, no one can come unto the Father except you draw them. Lift your voice to Jesus. Let's give him thanks, quality times. Celebrate him from all your hearts. Give him praise, give him glory. Let's give him thanks for drafting multitude yesterday. Unprecedented multitudes. An abiding multitude came to church yesterday. We thank him because he brought them. Let's thank him for bringing multitudes. He drafted them in the name of Jesus to our services, to first, second, and third. Let's celebrate him. Let's thank him because so was saved in the service. He sent this word. The word healed and was delivering people. Yoke were destroyed. Barriers were broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is rewarding everyone that diligently seek him. Father, we thank you. We magnify your holy name. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. Next, we're going to be giving God thanks. This time around, we're going to say, Father, thank you for your establishing every new combat that stepped into our services yesterday, both in the faith and in this church for life. According to John chapter 10, 28, it said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall not perish. My Father, which draw them. He said, no one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I'd like you to lift your voice to Jesus and say, Father, we thank you for establishing all our new converts yesterday that came into the church. Lord, we thank you because you have established them. Thank you for bringing them. Thank you for establishing them. Thank you for bringing them. Thank you for establishing them. You brought people yesterday, first time into the service, you established them. He said, my little children, of whom I travel in bed until my faith is set in them, until they are fully established. Lord, we thank you because you are bringing people to your church and you are establishing them, both in the faith and in the church. Lord, we give you thanks. We celebrate you. Thank you for drawing multitude unto yourself yesterday. Thank you for saving soul on the altar. Thank you for all our first timers. And thank you for establishing them. Until they are fully established in Christ, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, Jesus' mighty name. We are giving thanks. Next, we are going to give God thanks. And this time around, we are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for each free movement granted to all worshipper in our in and out of service yesterday. In Psalm 105, they verse 13 to 15 said they go from one nation to another. He suffered no one to do them wrong. He rebuked him for their sake. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Lift your head, lift your voice to Jesus for each free. Lord, we say thank you. Granted to every worshiper, no incident, no accident. We give you all the thanks. We return all the glory to you. You are the one. We celebrate you, mighty God, for drawing multitude, for saving soul, for establishing them. And now we are saying thank you for the each free movement from everywhere. People came to attend the service yesterday. We say thank you, Lord. Blessed be to your holy name. Honor be to your holy name. Receive all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given God thanks. Next, we are going to give God thanks. I love that. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. He brought people, he granted them safety, go back to their home. I love that. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're still going to give God thanks. We're saying, Father, thank you for sending your word in exceeding dimension in all our three services yesterday, culminating in testimonies of breaking barriers. According to Acts chapter 6, verse 7, it said, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great number of the peace were obedient to the faith. Lift your voice to Jesus. Let's thank him for sending his word in exceeding dimension, culminating in exceeding testimonies. Lift your voice to Jesus. Let's thank him. Let's give him thanks. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory, because God sent the word. Great was the company of them that published it. We are a publisher. God was the one that sent his word, and we just publish it. Lord, we just like a microphone in your hands. Lord, we say thank you for sending your word in exceeding dimension. Lord, thank him for sending your word in exceeding dimension. Thank you, because the word continues to multiply greatly in Winner Chapel International, New York, and a great company of priests. Lord, we are obedient to the faith. We give you all the thanks. Giving all the praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And now next, we're going to pray. And we begin to open fire little by little. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every captive ordained for eternal life in this church, Winner Chapel, New York, be released this week. Be saved. Be established in the church. Lift your voice to Jesus. And begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray as a church, we pray as woman, every captive that is ordained for eternal life, Lord, they shall be released this week. They shall be saved, and they shall be established till eternity in the name of Jesus. None of them shall go back in the name of Jesus. They shall not only be established till eternity, they shall also function. They shall also maximize their potential on the earth in the name of Jesus. Lord, they shall begin to serve you wholeheartedly. And as they serve, you shall begin to bless them. Lord, every challenge, winner, Lord, as they respond, you shall grant them their acts testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I'd like you to pray this next prayer very well. It was in the heart of our Father for us to make it part of the word we had yesterday. How can you imagine all of us? We don't get sick. We don't go to hospital. Can you imagine all of us don't go to hospital? And we are healthy. Can you imagine we don't cook? Can you imagine we don't need visa to come to America? We just travel anywhere we like. Can you imagine we don't need anything? That is God's suspending the natural law. We are going to decree right now, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural utterance to every soul winner leading to massive salvation and ingathering of soul into this church this week. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, say, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of Lord may afflict us. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural utterance to every soul winner this week. in the name of Jesus, leading to massive salvation. Also, both in our midweek service on Friday and Saturday and on Sunday, supernatural utterance shall be granted in the name of Jesus Christ. And in garden, also into this church, Lika Tosi Pregedia, Lord, as many that we're going to minister to this week, Friday and Saturday, they shall be saved unto eternity. They shall be saved unto eternity. They shall be saved until eternity. In the name of Jesus, Lord's utterance, as we minister this week, oh Father, both on the altar of prayer, both even in anywhere we go, Lord, Friday and Saturday evangelism, Lord, and as anywhere we open our mouth to minister the gospel, people of God shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now we're going to pray this prayer. I'd like you to pray from the depth of your heart. Say, Father, the name of Jesus, suspend natural law this week for every member of Winner Chapel, New York, and all our online worshipers, anywhere they go, anything they do, in all their endeavors, natural law shall be suspended. In 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, now Elijah, the Tishbite, was a prophet from the settlers in Gilead. He said, I serve the Lord, the God of Israel. Elijah said to him, he said, as surely as the Lord liveth, no rain, no dew will fall during the next few months, few years, unless I command it. And it happened just like that. No rain. Natural law was suspended. Rain refused to fall. Therefore, we're going to suspend natural law. Anything that can hinder your success in this land, we suspend it. In the name of Jesus, protocol is war must be broken for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for every of our members that are in New York Church, all our online worshippers, natural law is suspended until your breakthrough comes. You begin to have your breakthroughs in the name of Jesus in succession. Breaking truths in succession, going from one glory to another in the name of Jesus. Breaking through in succession, you shall begin to break through in succession. You shall begin to march forward in succession. Your breakthrough is announced all over Winners worldwide. Your own breakthrough shall be announced. Natural law is suspended right now in the name of Jesus. There shall be no rain, no dew. In the name of Jesus, nothing hinder you again. I said nothing will hinder you again. No, nothing will hinder you again. The barrier has been broken. Whosoever stand on the path of glory for your life, they shall not live to tell the story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, break protocol for every member of this New York church in their business, in their career. In James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, Elijah was a man of passion like us. The Bible says he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it rained not on the earth for 6 months. He said, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain because of his reverent submission. He suspended the natural law. God has to suspend, change the times again. For Hezekiah, he said, he faced the world. He said, oh God, remember all my service. And God remember all his service. I'd like you to face the world anywhere you are and say, God, remember my service. Remember my labor in the kingdom of God. Lift your voice to Jesus. Break protocol for me in this land. Father, break protocol in my ministry, in my business, in my career. Protocol shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, protocol must be broken today for somebody. This week, let there be a testimony of God breaking protocol in the immigration center. In the name of Jesus, somebody must have his or her green card this week. In the name of Jesus, somebody must receive letter of appointment, letter of breakthroughs, letter of lifting. letter of approval in the name of Jesus, because protocol shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand to Jesus and say, protocol shall be broken for me in high places at the top of stop in the name of Jesus Christ, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, we're going to pray. As we begin to round up, we're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, open the two leaf gates. Yeah, the two leaf gates for me in this country. For every member, everyone serving you wholeheartedly in New York Church this week, let the two leaf gates. He said, I will go before thee and I will level all the mountains. He said, I will break down all the gate of brass and cut down asunder the bars of fire. He said, I will give you the treasure of darkness and the riches stored in secret places. Riches in secret places. Somebody must have access to it so that they might know that the Lord your God of Israel is the one who summons you and give you his name. In the name, lift your voice to Jesus. Say, open the tulip gates. Let the tulip gate be open in the name, in this country, in New York, in on online, every of our online worshiper, open the tulip gate for them. Let gate be open in the name of Jesus. We have decreed you have to break forth on the right, on the left. Gates must be open. Gate of New York is open. Gate of salvation is open. Gate of breakthroughs be open. Gate of lifting, lift up your heads, all ye gates, lift them up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Let the King of glory come in. Let the King of glory come in. Let two leaf gates open. Right now, your gate shall be open continually. It shall not be shut day or night. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. We pray next. And finally, we pray this prayer. And we declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, let those supernatural breakthroughs begin to open for every member of this church. On his own accord, this hour prayer, on his own accord. He said, when they get to the first and the second wall, he said, which lead them to the city, the doors of breakthrough, the door that lead to your breakthroughs, the Lord doors that lead to your home breakthroughs. He said, when they get to the door, which lead them to the city, it's a door that lead to the breakthrough. He said, you open on his own accord. Let the doors of every member of this church begin to open for you on his own accord, on his own accord, on his own accord, on his own accord. Door must open for you on his own accord. Door must open for you. The doors your brain can open, it shall open for you. The doors of breakthroughs in this land, doors of lifting, doors of promotion be open, doors of womb be open, doors of miracle marriage be open in the name of Jesus Christ. Any door that is yet to open for you this month of March, it shall open for you. The door that leads to your own breakthroughs, door that leads to miracle marriage, door that will lead into lifting, financial breakthrough, let it open for everyone on this line, this hour. And let your name alone be glorified. Lift your hand to Jesus. Doors that lead to my breakthrough. Doors that lead to my promotion. Let it open for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody on this line, the next person to share testimony will be you. In the name of Jesus. You will not miss your own testimony. God opens supernatural breakthrough. Doors of supernatural breakthrough. For everyone this week, as the Lord lives, if I be a man of God, and I just say, let the hope, let fire came, and fire came down in the name of Jesus. I said, let that be open doors of breakthroughs, door that lead to great things, door that lead to greatness, begin to open. Lord, suspend natural law, break the protocols in the name of any power that want to choke you. My God will choke them. Any power that want to choke you, sickness that want to choke you, heaven will choke them this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, nothing will be able to trouble you again. Jesus, mighty name, we pray.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.